Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. In order for healthcare companies to make sure that new drugs are safe and effective for their targeted patients, these medicines must go through clinical trials. Our next guest company made it to number 10 on the SC BizNews Roaring Twenties list of our state's fastest growing small companies by conducting these types of studies. Sean Rice is CEO of Medical Research South. He joins us by phone now from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. Sean, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Congratulations on making it into the top 10.
Oh, thanks a lot. We're very excited and honored.
Give us a brief history and overview of your company.
Company was founded in 2001, been growing slowly but surely since then. Really where we sort of took off the last couple of years, though, is we've diversified the types of clinical trials that we do. Beforehand, we focused mostly on adult trials. Now we do everything from pediatrics through geriatrics.
Walk us through how the typical trial is conducted.
The typical trial, any patient that would be interested would contact our site. We would schedule an opportunity for them to come in and learn more about the trial. If they're still interested in participating, they would assign an informed consent, which basically authorizes them to be part of the trial. Everything is completely free, meaning from the time they come in, their exam with the doctor, lab work, medication, and anything and everything in between is completely free, and they actually leave the site with a check for their time and travel for participating.
And how do you find the studies that you will then try to find patients for? Do you have a sales team that contacts the big drug companies?
Correct. We do have a sales team, so we will reach out to the big drug companies, and they actually have another level that we work with called clinical research organizations. There's quite a few of them out there. They all specialize in different therapeutic areas, so we try to make sure that we have, you know, an ever-growing network of contacts that can supply us with new trial opportunities that are well-aligned with our patient database and our investigators' interest.
How hard is it to break in, you know, to this market to establish relationships with these companies?
It's extremely hard, to be honest with you. Typically, when these companies are trying to identify research sites for any of their trials, they look at your historical performance or track record. So if you've never done a trial with one of these particular pharmaceutical companies before, it's hard to point to why they should select you, which makes the business development process that much more challenging.
Tell us about the studies that you are currently enrolling patients in right now.
Yes, we are starting a new vaccine trial for C. diff. So not patients that have C. diff, but rather patients that are more prone than others to be susceptible to C. diff. We're also starting a psoriasis trial. And last but not least, we are starting a couple new diabetes trials. One more a long-term trial that's focused on a new pharmaceutical drug. Another one is simply a finger test or a company that is developing new test strips for blood sugar meters. When I look into 2017 or further beyond, it's probably going to be a lot more vaccines. One that I know is in the pipeline is companies trying to develop a vaccine for the Zika virus.
Now, does your location, the demographics of the population around you play into a pharmaceutical company's decision to choose you?
Yes and no. It does to a certain extent, meaning when pharmaceutical companies are reviewing medical research cell for, say, a type 2 diabetes trial, unfortunately, type 2 diabetes is a condition that is very prevalent in the Lowcountry, so that does help our chances of winning those types of trials. Just the same, it really comes down to our database of potential patients, how many we have in a particular indication, and whether they would be interested in participating in a trial that someone might be looking at us to do.
What is the normal time frame for a trial from the date that you announce you are looking for enrollees, patients, to the date that you are able to analyze the data and send it back to your customer?
It could be as short as one day, 1 hour, or as long as 5 to 10 years. It all depends on what the particular clinical trial is trying to test. So short-term, one day, 1 hour types of trials are usually simple meter device trials. Longer-term trials is where they're looking for cardiovascular events to determine if the drug is effective or not.
Well, Sean, thank you so much for your time today, and congratulations again on making that fastest growing list.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Sean Rice is CEO of Medical Research South. He joined us by phone from his office in Charleston, South Carolina. The company coming in at number 10 on the SC Biz News Roaring 20s list of our state's fastest growing small companies. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.